Police clashed with demonstrators in and around Douala, the commercial capital of Cameroon. Stores closed, and witnesses say people are afraid to go outside.
J'ai quitté Douala ce matin, et je signale d'ailleurs qu'il a fallu que je sois escorté par...
Director of Cameroon's International Relations Institute, Narcisse Mouele-Kombi, says he needed a police escort to navigate the barricaded and chaotic streets as he left the city this morning to return to his office in Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé. Transport workers, including bus, taxi, and motorcycle taxi drivers, struck nationwide to protest the rising cost of fuel and other basic necessities. Kombi says Yaoundé is also paralyzed by the transport strike. The roads are empty and no taxis are running.
La ville de Yaoundé, qui connaît en même temps ses grèves de taximen, elle est malgré tout calme.
But he says in Yaoundé, the protest has been peaceful. In Douala, the transport strike comes at a time when tensions in the city were already high. Violence erupted Saturday and continued on Sunday in response to a planned protest against a proposal by President Paul Biya to eliminate constitutional term limits for the president. Mr. Biya has been in power since 1982. His party holds a strong majority in parliament, which analysts believe will give him enough votes to make the change. Opposition leaders say their supporters gathered on Saturday despite the decision to postpone the march after they failed to gain authorization from the government. Police fired tear gas and water cannons on the crowd, and the situation deteriorated as demonstrators barricaded the streets, burned tires and market stands, and the police response escalated. The government has condemned the violence in Douala and is asking for calm.
Ce mouvement peut estimer qu'il est également encouragé et soutenu par une partie...
International Relations Institute Director Kombi says he believes the opposition is, in his words, adding fuel to the flames by failing to appeal to their supporters to stop the violence. But National Secretary of the main opposition party, the Social Democratic Front, John Frundi, says the population is fighting for their rights.
There are people who are very angry with the constitutional change. There are people who are very angry with the... price hikes of petrol, price hikes of cement. The country is expensive. So all these things have summed up to give the state of affairs Cameroon find itself in.
Demonstrators are also protesting the government closure of a private television station last Thursday. The communications minister said the private station had failed to pay the required fee for an operating license. French-based Reporters Without Borders condemned the closure, saying the technicality was merely a pretext for shutting down a station that broadcast opposition views. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.